ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्यस्य ज्ञानाञ्जलिशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीमद्सदी गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। एंजल मदर भी आ रही देर, free conference call because the space is almost full now. So hopefully this class can be recorded. I am not sure, but hopefully it should be. Okay. So, anyone has any question? Like, Rajiv Prabhu, you have any question?
Talking yesterday, and then we said we can put this on our question.
Yeah. I had planned to address this in our today's class. So the question is, Rajiv Prabhu was discussing yesterday in my house, is that whether we should drink milk or not, cow's milk, because as we know that because of violence and cruelty to animals, we are not, generally, for devotees it is difficult to drink milk, especially when cows are tortured and they are abused and, there is some violence used against them. And or they are forcefully made to supply milk. So, should we continue drinking milk or not? Or should we stop? So, obviously, one simple answer is that if you are getting the milk from protected cows, the cows which are very happy they are taken care of very nicely. So if naturally they are supplying milk and if you are getting from there, that source, then obviously, there is no question of thinking anything. Then definitely we have to. In fact, cow's milk is actually the most important ingredient for devotees. Because Prabhupada says in one letter that cow's milk, if you want to have protein, then cow's milk is actually very good for that. Plus, not only that, because of cow's milk, the memory also becomes sharp. And overall, everything health-wise also, there is a overall development by drinking cow's milk every day for many years. So there are many benefits of drinking cow's milk, and this is described in the Shastra also. Plus, Krishna also we have to offer to him every day, because Krishna loves butter, makhan and all that, so all whatever preparation from the cows, we have to offer to Krishna also. So now, this is obviously very simple to understand. But then, what should we do if we are not getting a proper source for the cow milk? So what should we do? So I think probably devotees might also have different opinions about this. But it would be nice, if everyone can express their why do they think, whether they should consume milk, they should continue consuming milk from the market, or they should stop it. So I think devotees can share their views, and why do they feel like that. So, so Rajiv Prabhu, you can share, what do you think? Like, personally, what do you feel?
Yes, Suji, I had read Suji somewhere that for the sake of getting milk from the cows, or a better, higher production of milk from the cows, they inject the cows with some hormone, some things are given, which makes the cow give more milk. And this process is very painful for the cow. It's quite torturous. And then there are also other techniques they use. Like they try and get the calf near the cow, and then the cow feels like giving milk. So when the cow starts giving milk, then they take the cow away. Some such things are done. These are very the thing which was in overall not favorable for the cow, but for the sake of the market requirement and more production, they do these things. So we think that we are having milk, of cows, and cows were there to Krishna, but then the process that the cows are going through is actually, maybe we are incurring sin because we are supporting such a market. So unless we are very sure we are getting milk from a place where cows are treated fairly and they are kept happy, unless that is ensured, then we are not, actually we are not doing the right thing. And so even if we can manage to get milk, what about the ice cream, branded ice creams that we eat? What about the sweets that we purchase from shops? Who takes care of them? They are all commercial establishments. So then there is, we think we are having cow dairy products, which is very nice, but actually we might be sinning. And I don't think it's so much of a rare, such a confidential information that people don't know. People are aware, but I think we have kind of made a compromise and we have put a blind eye to it to quite an extent.
Okay. So basically, you believe that we should stop consuming milk from market, and we should also avoid all the milk products.
So that is also one of the reasons we do not want to indulge in any non-vegetarian. Because when we look, if I have personally seen a butcher shop and I know how it is, and I just so repulsive, and we understand that this is torture to another. It's harm. It's harming another being. So then this is also not short of that. So if we are so sure about our philosophy, we are so confident about the solid basis of our philosophy, then how can we become blind to these facts of the market? I mean, how can we not consider this? We are bound to. Otherwise, it is equivalent to being a non-vegetarian, I think. Because they like to eat non-veg food, so they don't care about what's happening to the animal. So I like to have milk products. I am also not caring to what's happening with the cow. The cow, at least the animal is killed, and the matter is over for the animal in non-vegetarian. But in case of cow, it has to go through this torture for a very long time. As long as it is capable of giving milk, this torture will continue. So then who's a greater sinner?
Okay, and another consideration is about offering milk to Krishna. So let's say, if the temples did not have their own farm and they're not able to produce their own milk and all, they don't have cows and all. So in that case, should we stop offering to Krishna also?
If it is coming from such a source, Prabhuji, in my view, then I don't think we should indulge or entertain this kind of market. Because as long as we are customers to this market, Krishna will continue to be hurt by this kind of treatment given to the cows. So in effect, we are offending Krishna only. Yeah? Krishna will say, I don't want this kind of milk. I think this is what Krishna's stand will be.
Okay. Any other devotees, they want to express something? Angel Magadhi, you are there?
Let me take one.
Yeah, Nirvika, you want to say something?
I do agree on the fact that we should try and offer milk from places, where they are protecting cows and, the cows are genuinely happy over there, not tortured. But I don't know that there are a lot of places. Okay, fine. Bombay is like a big city and everything, you know, so somehow you can still procure that kind of milk. But I do know that there are a lot of places where it is very difficult to get, you know, this kind of proper cow's milk, you know, where the cows are genuinely treated properly, especially in some foreign countries or even within India also. If we do have the option, then we should buy only that kind of milk from those places where they are protected. But in cases where maybe we are not able to, we should still try to offer that kind of milk, maybe at least only for, at least just for the deities, like if we have like in temples or something of that sort. Knowing the fact that maybe at least that it does seem like, you know, that we are like contradicting our own thing, but maybe in some way it is even beneficial to the cow that milk is being offered to Krishna. This is what I heard from one devotee, that we should try our best to get, you know, that kind of milk. Maybe even try to go out of our way to get that kind of milk and offer that only milk. But if it is really impossible, like in some places it might be so then we should still continue offering it, at least to the deities. Wait till the time something happens. But we should try our best to get milk from those places. That's what I feel, where they are protecting cows.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, a bit of, not disagreement, but something, you know, I think probably Rajiprabhu would not agree that we should offer to the deities and we should consume. Because, see, ultimately, even though we offer to the deities, but then it has to be consumed finally, right? So, because, like, as we know that, you know, in the material eyes, material vision, that, you know, Krishna is not going to drink the milk in front of us and it's not going to make it empty. So, obviously, finally, we are the ones who are going to consume it.
So, Prabhuji, what do people in such places do?
Yeah. So, that is what, you know, that's the reason we are just going to discuss this. And that is the reason I'm also asking devotees' viewpoint on this, because you know, the problem with this topic is that many gurus in ISKCON, they differ with each other regarding this matter. And so some gurus are, you know, they have gone vegan. Some gurus, they have stopped cow's milk as long as they are not getting from a proper source. But they have not turned vegan. And then there are some gurus who are still continuing to drink and offer to Krishna. You know, and obviously, you know, but the common theme for each and every guru in ISKCON is that they should get the best milk from the best source. Okay, so that everyone obviously agrees. But whether now, see, the only question and the problem comes with where, you know, if you are located in a place where there is no facility like this, you are far away from that, then what should you do? So Nirvika has shared her thoughts. And what about Angel Mataji? Do you also agree completely with Rajiv Prabhu, or you also have some difference?
Prabhuji, I didn't hear what these people had to say.
Okay. So Rajiv Prabhu said that, you know, we should stop continuing cow milk if we are not getting from the right source, and we should not offer to the Lord also that kind of milk. And Nirvika said that in certain circumstances, you know, we should, you know, offer it to the Lord, continue offering to the Lord. And in that process, the cow will also be benefited. Okay. Because Krishna, this is what Krishna wants, you know, that Krishna likes to, in the Shastra and, you know, the Acharyas, they have said that, you know, cow milk is very dear to Krishna, you know, and it's a favorite of the Lord. So there are very many, many milk products which is, you know, made, like Makhan is obviously, we know, the favorite of Krishna, and then other items also favorite. But then obviously the question is that will Krishna accept such milk? Because, you know, the cows are very dear to Krishna, so they are, if they are tortured and they are forcefully given milk, then, see now, regarding this, okay, anyways, you can share your views, then I will comment on that.
I think I agree with Kanan Prabhu that, yeah, the milk cannot be offered to Krishna, because that is from the Jersey cow.
Okay.
That is not at all good, so.
Okay, so Jersey cows, like, see, like, I'm not really aware of the technical term, you know, between different types of cows. Jersey cow, do you mean that, you know, they are the ones who are injected or they are, like, forcefully made
yes.
to...
Yes,
okay.
They are not basic
cows. Jersey cows, they are, there is some genetically alteration is there. So, what I heard was that...
There is what?
Some genetic engineering done and... they have been artificially some genetic modification is done so they yield more milk, and in the process the milk which is coming out is not beneficial for health, rather it is harmful for health. So abroad the doctors call milk as white poison because of this kind of thing that has been done.
So and you are saying that the cow, the milk itself is genetically, it is not like favorable for oneself.
When they are breeding the cows, now in that breeding process, this genetic thing is done. So the Jersey and Holstein, because of that genetic thing, they have become very high quantity milk yielding cows.
Very high quantity?
Quantity of milk they are able to give.
Okay.
Because of this genetic modification in the breeding process.
Okay.
Okay, and that is, because of that, the quantity, quantum of milk that you get on a daily basis is very high.
Okay.
That milk is not great for consumption from the health point of view. So that is a different issue. So they are like demons. So Manaji lecture Sunata, Samal Hoshin Prabhuji was saying that it is like Putana is coming and feeding milk. Because Putana's milk was poisoned, so similarly these cows are like the Putana. They are not good, that's not good milk, not fit for consumption because it is harmful for our body. So this milk was later termed as white poison by the medical community abroad, which were using Jersey and Holstein. Now, in the meantime, in India, all this Jersey and Holstein started coming because they are giving more milk. So they are looking from that aspect, not really understanding the health that we are compromising. So either a lot of your Jersey cows got replaced by these breeds of cows. So that is one aspect, that the milk itself is not great. Whether you are injecting the cows or not is not the issue here. The milk only is not fit for consumption. Whereas the other thing, where even the basic cows, the process that is being used to get more milk out of those basic cows is injecting, giving them hormonal injections. And that is a very painful thing that the cows are subjected to. So that is another issue, that if I want, now we say cow is our mother, and on the other hand, to get milk from the cow, we give this kind of torturous, painful experience to the cow, so then I am definitely incurring sin, no? If I am agreeing to have, to support that kind of a market, which is doing this treatment to the cows, then obviously I am a part of that sin. So that is another aspect of the painful thing that is.
Okay, I got it. Tanvi, you have any comments? Like, have you heard something about this? Haribol, are you there, Tanvi? Swati Mataji, are you able to speak?
Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhuji, you're in the US, like Prabhuji was saying, that's the situation here. So milk is...
Sorry?
Yeah, you're in US, that's the situation, Prabhuji. Milk is really very bad, that's what they say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not able to hear you properly, actually, clearly. So, if anyways, you know, if you're unable to speak, that's fine. But so see, what I feel is that first of all, let us try to understand what is sin, and you know, we'll try to understand this from the karma point of view, and we'll also try to understand from preaching and health point of view. Okay. So, now, like, you know, Rajiv Prabhu is mentioning about the Jersey cows, you know, and the milk that they give is like white poison. So, are these Jersey cows in India also? And, you know, the milk that we are getting from dairy, you know, other dairy shops and other markets. So, and, you know, especially the milk products that we are having, you know, the sweets and the ice cream and whatever. So, are they using that Jersey milk in that?
Most probably, yes, Prabhuji. They are all these technically, the techno-savvy goshalas which are there, which are, they so-called you know, they market it as very hygienic and technologically advanced methods of taking milk from the cows and all that. They are all having jerseys only. And even in many villages that we go and see, we can make out that those cows are jersey because they give more milk. Those jersey cows are there very much there. They are quite spread over the entire country right now.
Okay. So do you mean to say that, you know, like in the, you know, since our childhood, we have been having Jersey cow milk?
May not be since, I mean, if I refer to myself, in the last 50 years, during our childhood, it was not so popular. It is somewhere around, I think, mid-80s, and mid-70s se chalu hua jada. Or maybe 80s and 90s mein jada spread ho gaya all over the country.
Okay, but, you know, like, so white poison means, you know, what is the harmful effect of that? Because I think I'm pretty sure that many people throughout the world, they are having milk almost every day, you know, especially during breakfast time. So nothing is happening to them. So what is
it doesn't happen in a very short period. See, it is over a period of time now. In the Western countries,
there are people who are drinking it since more than 20, 25 years, 30 years also. So, and see, death is like something, you know, that we, that the thing is that if you see immediate effect, you know, like at least in the span of five years, then we can say that, okay, it is having some kind of like real poisonous effect. But if you don't see anything in the next 15 years, 20 years, 20, 30 years down the line, then you, like, no one will also think that, you know, there is some kind of poisonous effect in the milk, or it is a white poison thing, or it will have some harmful effect on the body, because no one will realize that, no one will notice that. So, and probably not everyone will agree on this point. What?
No, so there is, I'm sure there's quite amount of information available, and I can get that.
Yeah, so you... Basically, there should be some kind of statistics that people who have consumed this kind of milk, you know, they have health problems, you know, quickly, like, you know, within a short time. Not, you know, like after 15, 20 years, then, you know, then, I mean, I don't think that, you know, because generally when we have some kind of food or, you know, some kind of liquid which has some, you know, pesticide or something, then we have immediate reaction, or you know, there is some kind of contamination, then the reaction is immediate. So the, you know, we can realize the effect also of like drinking or eating that stuff. But here, you know, if so, I think, you know, first of all, we have to make sure, you know, when we are saying this, that it's white poison, the devotees have to make sure that they should have the statistics for, you know, with them. And obviously, you know, we agree, completely we agree that the cows which are protected, they are the best source of milk. Okay. But now, see, there is also one more thing, you know, regarding the same thing. Okay. Now, see, on the health perspective, it is also possible that people who are drinking milk since their childhood, they are habituated to have milk. And because of milk, probably their health is better. So then, and so this applies for devotees also. And so if they are drinking milk and then suddenly they stop drinking milk, and if their health is affected by that, then what do you think? What should they do? So see, normally when we are having milk, and you know, because milk, so we are not just concerned about milk, but along with that, you know, the curd, then I mean the yogurt and the buttermilk and the sweets, you know, everything is made up of milk. So then, do you think that, you know, a devotee can leave everything, you know, and give, you know, give up all these things, so all of a sudden, you know, if they're habituated to certain things, do you think that, you know, they can give up all of a sudden, you know, and, you know, maybe there is a chance that their health might be hampered due to this? Are you there, Rajiv?
Yes, Bhagavi, I'm there. I'm hearing.
Yeah, okay, okay. So you can just hear, you know, what I'm saying, and then you can also comment on, you know. So
can apply to people who are having non-vegetarian. Is it okay if they immediately leave it, or they'll have any ill effects, health ill effects? The same thing will apply there also.
But Krishna does not say that we have to, you know, we have to consume milk. You know, that is what Krishna says.
If Krishna is the milk.
See, even if you whatever, we are not vegetarians, we are not non-vegetarians, we are Krishnatarians. Whatever Krishna says, we have to do that. Even if we have to kill cows and eat them, if Krishna wants that, then we'll do it. If Krishna wants, we'll eat animals also, then we'll consume animals also. Okay, so the idea of the final...
He does not want cows to be tortured, sure, given him.
No, but see, one thing is there. Let me ask you this question. If the cows are deities of Krishna, naturally they want to offer their milk to Krishna. Okay, so if now, obviously, the way that is done, you know, it's wrong. But even if they are giving milk, you know, through some, you know, torturous means, and if we are offering that milk to Krishna, then definitely it is going to help the, you know, cows. Ultimately, in the ultimate sense, it will help the cows. So because, you know, Krishna is the one who is, and because, you know, by drinking the milk of the cow, and see, you are giving the example of Putna, but Putna was delivered by Krishna. Putna, you know, although she came with the poisonous effect, but the poison was removed by Krishna, and Krishna drank the love of, you know, the Putna, and Putna was killed, you know, because she also approached Krishna with poison. So, but Krishna removed the karma of Putna completely. Okay, so in this scenario, the same thing can happen also. You know, if cows are not able to give milk, and let's say even if they are like tortured, and the milk is offered to Krishna, because naturally cows should actually offer their milk to Krishna. If they are devotees of Krishna, then they should naturally offer their milk to Krishna. They would love. Right? So even if, you know, even if the cow is tortured and if the milk is offered to Krishna, technically it should actually please the cows.
So probably that means knowingly we are okay if we offer poisoned milk to Krishna. I mean, is that an acceptable...
But what is poison for Krishna, Prabhu? What is poison? That is poison. Maybe that is, first of all, try to find out, is that really poison? You know, because you are saying poison, but people have been drinking this for so many years. So it is not affecting their health. So
that is established, Prabhu. It is not good. I have attended seminars, and they have
done all this research, and that is established.
But it might be of inferior quality. Okay, but
no, no, not so, inferior quality. It is not good for health. It is not.
But then, we want statistics. You know, I have seen there is the milk is used in teas also. It is used in coffee also. People are drinking all over the world for such a long time. But tell me then, you know, what is happening to their health? It's not. There is no change.
It is bad for health. It is very bad for the nervous system.
But Prabhu, bad for health means that devotee also a devotee can die at the age of 50. And a non-devotee can die at the age of 60 and 70. So,
Prabhuji, today cancer and diabetes is on a rise in young children also. Very young children also are getting cancer and diabetes. Why? Because over the years, the parents have taken the wrong type of diet. That is why.
Yeah, so, but you cannot, see, can you specify that is because of milk only? Can you really point out that?
But
see, what I'm saying...
One factor, because even if you go A1 milk, A2 milk, it is called. So you see the benefits of A2 milk versus the benefits of A1 milk. Isme bahut calcium,
we are not comparing, Mataji. My point is, you show me statistics, and I will forward you something
which I've read on Google.
Okay. You have to prove that.
Subject to availability of statistics, then we are okay to stop this milk completely. Are you confirming that?
See, because it's a personal thing, you know, because I think each and every devotee in ISKCON, they are not completely agreeing or disagreeing with this thing. If you believe, if your faith is stronger,
it's a matter of awareness. Once this awareness,
I think most of the senior devotees in ISKCON, they know about this issue. It has been going on since many years, but there is no particular conclusion on this. There is no GDC paper also.
That is why people are ready to buy A2 milk, which is 50% more.
People are ready to buy A2 milk because the availability is there. And my question is, if the availability is not there, then what?
So if the availability is not there, so then the awareness at time was also not there, na? Awareness aya karke availability.
See, awareness aya, lekin, see, what are you doing for that? Just by saying that we should stop, you know, but the actual thing is you have to protect the cows. So the idea is that, you know, you have to see ISKCON community is what percentage of the world? It is hardly one, probably less than 1% also in the entire world.
The thing is, at our own level, we have to start making a change. That is it. What else?
But how do you make the change? You see, so I think you should start your own farm community. And, you know, you have to go in that direction.
That's what currently we are doing. Right now, that project is already started.
Yeah, so see, it might be possible for you to do this because there are so many devotees in Bombay. But what about interior parts of the world where there is, you know, where there are very few devotees? The temple is, you know, not properly...
The long-term plan is to go ahead and make this change full-scale.
So now we are talking about full-scale. So first of all, you need devotees for that. You know, the first thing is you make devotees. Then that awareness will come automatically, right? So in order to make devotees, you have to preach. That is the first thing. So the question is, are we preaching? Are we preaching to that effect or not? That is the first and foremost thing. Second thing is, even after preaching, you know, then what is the practicality? Because it's not that ISKCON has like a center throughout the world, in major cities of the world. Okay. But the kind of structure that ISKCON, you know, each and every ISKCON runs, it's a very different thing. Because here you have so many facilities. You know, especially being Indians, you know, it is very easy to become devotee and to cultivate them, and you know, they are actually able to maintain Krishna consciousness throughout their life. But in the Western country, it's very difficult to do that. So there are very few devotees who are committed, dedicated, and the goal is, you know, the first and foremost goal is that they have to preach, they have to cultivate in order to get more and more devotees, right? So that is the primary importance. And now, you know, coming back to your, now, see, this question can also be seen from the point of view of preaching, you know, and also it can be seen from the point of view of health. So let's say if a devotee or any exalted person is drinking the jersey milk and the health is affected. Let's take that particular scenario. Then obviously it is definitely recommended that they should stop that milk because the health is going to be affected. Now there will be cases where if you drink the cow's milk, if you are drinking throughout your life and suddenly, you know, all of a sudden you just stop it. And the doctors recommend you that you have to drink. You know, if you want to maintain your health, then you should drink it. So then, from a teaching perspective and from a health perspective, you should continue drinking milk. I don't think there is any harm in that. And whatever contribution you are giving to the dairy industry, how much percentage is going to go to the dairy industry? Because, you know, in the process, there will be multiple people who will be, you know, taking the money. Like, you know, the transportation and then, you know, many multiple places the money will go. So finally the profit. So see, in current Jai, what Jai Vyas Maharaj was, you know, he's mentioning, I just went through the, article that he has written. So he says that this is specially addressed to the vegans. You know, he's basically condemning people becoming vegans just because animal cruelty is there. Because what is happening is the entire milk dairy industry is suffering because of that. So we are talking about those who are protecting the cows, like, you know, especially the devotees and other people who are taking care of the cows. That industry is also suffering because of people becoming vegans. Like, you know, finally they are thinking, you know, that they will just throw, like, I think, you know, probably they just give up milk and milk products throughout their life, which is a wrong thing to do. So he is basically saying that that should not happen. In fact, one could consume milk, you know, and at the same time make donation. You know, whatever you are spending for the milk, that same amount, if you give donation to the, you know, farm communities who are protecting cows, then that will be, you know, a much beneficial thing to do. But if they don't even contribute to the farm communities, then definitely they are doing wrong, because by boycotting the milk products, they are affecting the dairy industry completely.
Okay. Yeah, and I've even heard that because people are going vegan and they are stopping milk, so people are feeling then what are the use of cows?
Correct, that question can also come up. Definitely, you know, because now milk is very important. That's the reason we realize the importance of cows also. So in that sense also, it's you know, that consciousness will affect, you know, that will influence everything. So to suddenly give up milk products, that is definitely I don't think, you know, I also don't believe that point, okay? And being devotees, obviously we should have milk, you know, that is what...
Prabhuji, yeah. We are only 1% of the world population, like you said, and if 1% gives up milk, I don't think dairy will be, industry will be affected. So much.
No, we are, We are at the same thing I can also say about stopping boycotting milk, you know, and that will also, or consuming milk, you know, if we consume milk, that will also not have any effect on the dairy industry, because let's say, for example, even if the devotees themselves, they stop boycott milk products, how much percentage do you think, you know, because obviously non-devotees will keep consuming that, and majority of the population is the non-devotees. So how is it going to affect, you know, the dairy industry, like in the sense that it's not going to deter, you know, it is still going to continue only. So what percentage you are going to contribute, you know, in what way? So either way, it is the same thing. Whether you stop, you know, you boycott the milk products or whether you consume the milk. Okay, but the idea is, you know, what Jai Bhat Maharaj is saying is that you donate. So whether it is vegan person or whether it is devotee or whether it is non-devotee, whether you want to boycott milk products or whether you want to consume milk, at least keep continuing to donate and support the cow industry, you know, the farm communities, so that at least the cows will be protected and naturally the, you know, the growth of the cows will be more with time. So then finally a time will come when probably all these dairy industries will be replaced by the... So, you know, we'll have an ideal situation then. So we want to make sure that, you know, we want to increase cow production. We want to do something for that, okay? And you know, I definitely very much support and appreciate, you know, what Rajiv Prabhu is talking about, that, you know, Narayani Mataji is coming up with this, you know, farm community or protection of cows, you know, and this is what actually Prabhupada ideally wanted. So he also said that if all the grihasthas, you know, if they just have a land and if they just purchase cows and if they protect them, then that is sufficient. You know, you can have grains and, you know, but in current today's civilization generation, it's not going to work out for everyone. You know, it is a, like ISKCON is trying hard for this, but till now it has not been successful to a great extent. You know, they want to implement Varnashram, but it's very difficult. Because, you know, Maharaj has been trying to do this in New Vrindavan in US, but till now he has not got that much success. That's the reason, you know, he brought Eco Village here in, you know, in India, in Bombay. So,
I found an article where I can read out to you online, like an article mila about A1 versus A2.
I'm definitely in support of A2, and I know that what the mention, you know, whatever you are mentioning about the benefits of A2 milk, they are definitely there. So I definitely agree and accept that it's a superior form of milk. And basically, you know, the most important point is that they are protected cows, you know. Then it is the most, that is the most important point, that they should be protected, basically. So I don't argue with the point that A1 is of, you know, superior or whatever. I know that A2 is superior. But what I'm saying is that we should have some statistics for ourselves and for outsiders also, which can actually show them that, you know, or which can prove that A1 is finally a poison. Okay. The problem is that many people are many. Yeah.
The effects of A1, iske baare mein wo article kuch bata rahe hain. So if you want, I can read it out to you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I just read it out for you. You want to?
Okay, so anyway, when you are ready, okay.
Yeah. It turns out that they could be onto something. An emerging body of research suggests that many of the 1 in 4 Americans who exhibit symptoms of lactose intolerance could instead be unable to digest A1, a protein most often found in milk from the high-producing Holstein cows favored by American and some European industrial dairies. The A1 protein is much less prevalent in milk from, it says, from Jersey, most Asian and African cow breeds, where instead the A2 protein predominates. It says we got a huge amount of observational evidence that a lot of people can digest the A2 but not the A1, says Keith Woodford, a professor of farm management and agribusiness at New Zealand Lincoln University, who wrote the book, the 2000 book, Devil in the Milk, Illness, Health, and the Policies of A1 and A2 Milk. He's the writer of the book. More than 100 studies suggest links between the A1 protein and a whole range of health conditions. Everything from heart disease to diabetes to autism. Woodford says, through the evidence, it's far from conclusive. For more than a decade, an Auckland-based company, A2 Corporation, has been selling a brand of A2 milk in New Zealand and Australia. It now accounts for 8% of Australia's dairy market. But critics write off the success of A2 Corporation as a victory of marketing over science. Indeed, a 2009 review by European Food Safety found no link between consumption of A1 milk and health and digestive problems. So far, much of the research on the matter is funded by A2 Corporation, which holds a patent for the only genetic test that can separate A1 from A2. So what they are trying to say is that this professor who has written, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, this professor was written
though he points out so many things, but then the funding of all the studies done by the A2 lobby. So then probably they are trying to find out falsehoods. That is what they are saying in the latter half of this article.
Yeah. See, actually, definitely the statistics will probably help people to become aware of it. But, I have personally seen all my relatives, everyone, who have been, they don't even know actually what is A1 and A2. Even I didn't know, at least in the last 1 or 2 years, I became aware of A1 and A2. So actually previous to that, I was also probably drinking, I used to get milk from my dairy, which is opposite to Radha Rajveri temple. And because that, person, the owner is coming every day to temple and he seems like a nice devotee, at least in his way. And many devotees also go to him and purchase milk from him. Brahmacharis also go and purchase milk. So that's the reason I started milk from him. And I didn't know that time, whether it is A1 or A2. But, we have seen in our experience throughout, that people have been drinking milk since a long time. And, we cannot, if you tell someone that because of A1 milk, you are dying and you are having problem, you have to be careful about it, because even devotees also at early age, they are dying, even those who are vegan, probably they are also dying. So it is dying is because of many factors, multiple factors. So definitely A1 might be inferior quality, there is no doubt about it. But we just have to be careful when we tell others that, this is the reason why, you got diabetes or this thing, that thing. But diabetes is actually not dependent on one thing, it is multiple things. Mainly it is because of anxiety. If you are too much anxious, and then, in fact, what I've heard is that it's not because of sugar. Sugar factor comes later. But diabetes generally is because of hereditation, and then it is also because of taking a lot of stress and anxiety. And then obviously not doing exercise and all that. So there are multiple reasons why a person can die or person can have problems. So, and then there are people who don't even drink tea, drink milk. They are just on tea and coffee. Or you can say, coffee obviously has milk, they might have with milk also. But, generally people, they are not having milk that much that we are having milk as devotees. So when it comes to health, then it's a bit difficult to actually tell people that, because of this reason. We can definitely give a comparison chart that why A2 is much better. And, this is the statistics that it has been proved and shown that A2, there are many benefits than A1. But to actually tell them that, this is the cause of your, suffering or whatever, I think that is probably far too extent to say like that. There are devotees who are also dying, passing away at early age. So what do say about that? And second thing is that Prabhupada said, for preaching purpose, one can even eat meat. Okay. So now, coming back to the point of preaching, when I said that if you want to protect the cow, if you want to expand the cow community throughout the world, first of all, you have to cultivate devotees. Are you doing that? Are you all doing that? So let's start with preaching first. And then after preaching, then only we can, all these things become very simple, because, when people become devotees, automatically they are aware. They become aware because, they study the Shastra. And then they understand that how much cow protection is necessary and what is the importance of cows. So they start protecting the cows. So
I'll tell you one very what I have seen. That when a person has a heart disease and he becomes a heart patient, the doctor will tell him, ye oily khana aur ghee vagera sab band karna padega. Correct? This we know is a very popular and everybody knows about this. That is what a modern science ka doctor, he will recommend. Don't have oily things, don't have ghee. Okay, but at the same time, there is a very famous naturopath, in Lonavala, I'm forgetting his name, where one of my uncles was treated. My uncle's heart condition was such that at a young age, only 30% of his heart was functional and 70% was was granted of his heart. So he went to that that doctor, the naturopath, and the moment he entered that naturopath's place, the first thing that naturopath made him do was he made him have half cup of Deshi Gai Ka Ghee. Imagine a person whose 30% heart is only functional. So first thing he gave him was half cup of Deshi Gai. He said, drink it right now. And that uncle of mine, who was given maybe 2 or 3 years to live, he lived more than 10 years, he survived with the naturopath treatment. So that means,
okay,
there's a difference between the Deshi Gai Ka things that we consume to our health and the modern statistics jo batata hai ki ghee nahi khane ka, oily cheez nahi lene ka, because that is bad for heart. So this itself is a very contrasting view here, which we can understand.
So if you are talking about ghee, now ghee also definitely the source is there. You know, like, so you can ask this question that is this ghee made from that A1 milk or A2 milk? So if the doctor is saying that, you know, that you should not have ghee, then if it is coming from A1 milk, then probably you will agree. And if he says that, you know, it is coming from a A2 milk, that ghee should be avoided, then probably you will disagree with that, you know, because the ghee that is made from, so we are recommended to eat ghee. And in fact, when I had gone to my Ayurvedic treatment in Bangalore, so he was the one who very boldly was suggesting that everyone should have ghee. But he did not mention, you know, whether it should be a cow milk ghee or, you know, buffalo milk ghee, whatever it is. But he was not mentioning anything, you know, he was just promoting that, okay, everyone should have ghee. So now, see, all these things are always there, that, you know, even for ghee also, you have to find out the source. So you cannot, like, so it is very difficult, see, as far as health is concerned. And if you remember, when Damodar Pillai had come to my house, if you remember that Dhamchari devotee from Gopinath, IIT, right?
Yeah.
So when he was discussing with you, he was also telling you that each and everyone's body is different. So what treatment will work for you does not necessarily work for others. So in my experience, Ayurveda did not work for me, because somehow there was a lot of heat generated because of the medicines. And my entire, you know, I had a lot of itching for 7 days. So I couldn't continue that. Plus, the problem was that Ayurveda does not even cure the suffering immediately. You know, it definitely, probably it might cure it from the root cause, but it will definitely take a longer time. Whereas allopathy, you know, if you take allopathy medicine, it will cure you immediately. That is the reality. That you know, at least for me now. You know, I saw that. I saw that reality. Okay. So, you know, so let's not discuss about the health thing, you know, because what I'm saying is health is important for devotees because they are preaching or because they are being devotees or they are helping in Prabhupada's mission. Or in some way they are contributing to the cause of Prabhupada. So for devotees' health purpose, they can definitely make some, you know, there can be some adjustments, and nothing wrong in that. So for preaching purpose, adjustments can be made. And another thing is that, as I was discussing, that a cow's milk, you know, if it is offered to Krishna, then Krishna can clarify that, definitely. So see, if Prabhupada says, or any, you know, if the GBC will come up with a resolution that all the devotees are requested to completely boycott A1 milk, okay? So then maybe, okay, you know, we will consider that as coming from, you know, the authorities and coming from Prabhupada, and we'll do it. But as of now, because of the difference of opinion amongst the, you know, God brothers of Prabhupada disciples, so I don't think, you know, that it's like, you know, one can say that 100%, you know, with definite conviction, say that we have to, you know, boycott and we should not have. So we are discussing about the scenario where the milk is not available so easily and the temple is, you know, I mean, there is no facility for A2 supply of A2 milk or proper facility to, you know, drink that kind of quality of milk. So we are talking about that scenario. We are not talking about if there is a, you know, facility for A2 milk. Okay. So in my understanding, according to time, place, circumstance, things can be adjusted. And this is what Prabhupada has actually defined of, you know, he has conveyed the four laws of ISKCON. So he has said that preaching is the essence, purity is the force, utility is the principle, and books are the basis. So these are the four laws of our ISKCON, and you know, we know that preaching is the essence. So if you and then we have Acharya statements directly, you know, by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. Like, you know, I heard from Guru Das Prabhu, you know, he was sharing Prabhupada memories. So he was telling that, you know, Prabhupada had sent one disciple in some country. And you were asking about, you know, whether there is something available to eat or not, because in that country there was, you know, serious drought that time. So, you know, and then he said that, well, you know, currently nothing is available, but somehow he was managing somehow, you know. So Prabhupada said, you know, for preaching purpose, you can also have meat. This is what my Guru Maharaj also said. Okay. So this is a consistent approach by our acharyas, that for preaching purpose, we can also have meat. So that, you know, that obviously gives some insight into what we can do according to time and circumstance. And here, you know, as I was like, you know, sharing my thoughts that, you know, because the cow is a devotee of Krishna, so naturally the cow should be pleased, you know, because the milk is offered to Krishna. It's obvious. So now, you know, obviously we definitely don't support the idea of torturing the cows, you know, we definitely object that. But the point is that we have to do something for that, not just boycott the thing, but we have to do something, you know, from the beginning, which is, we have to cultivate people first. Okay, once they will become devotees, then they will automatically stop all these things. And, you know, the promotion. So, see, this is the idea. That how do you promote? Because, see, we are not, one thing we should remember, that cows are dear to Krishna. Okay, but Krishna is also the center. And this is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It is not cow consciousness like that. Okay, so Prabhupada made very clear the purpose of ISKCON. So, Krishna has to be the center, and the main activities of Krishna consciousness should be in the center. One should not drift away from that. Okay, so that should be the focus. And if you lose the focus, then obviously you are in a wrong direction. And if you keep the focus, and then if you work on that, and you try to promote the idea. So for us, because Prabhupada suggested that preaching is the main thing, so we focus on that, you know, more. Because, and why he said that, you know, it is quite logical, because if you want to do anything, let's say cow protection, or, you know, want to promote the awareness of A2 milk or whatever, you require manpower, definitely. You know, you want to increase, see, if majority of the population in the world, if they are devotees, then we don't even have to discuss about these things, right? So you know, it is like, you know, every devotee is inclined for a particular service in ISKCON. And you know, if you have more conviction and more inclination for a particular service, then definitely you can go ahead and do it. So Prabhupada has, you know, given Varnashram, you know, he has given book distribution, Nam Sankirtan, you know, direct preaching, prasad distribution, so many activities. So each and every devotee, cow protection is also obviously one of the important activities, you know, to establish Varnashram. So each and every devotee can engage themselves in that service. But one thing we should remember in doing that, so in certain critical issues like this, one should not become too, one should not go too extreme and start becoming critical of other devotees who are not supporting that views or ideas. Okay, that is for the benefit of all. So, you know, there are many controversial subjects in ISKCON, but they have been, you know, as Prabhupada said, that we are all like individuals. So different opinion will be there, but it finally results in, you know, serving Krishna, keeping Krishna in the center, right? So so it's not necessary that everyone will agree with you on all the points. Okay, so certain points are, you know, the most important, the major points, these are the foundation of Krishna conscious principles. Those are not compromised, but the details probably might be compromised. Okay, so my stand is, you know, my personal conviction is that according to the circumstance, if devotees are having milk, you know, for their health or preaching purpose, or, you know, for whatever reasons, I don't become critical of them. I mean, I think it's quite okay for me, you know, if they are having and they are offering to Krishna. And so that's I think that's okay for me. Yeah. So anyone has any comment or, you know, anything to share?
So that means, Gavri, what you're saying is that you are convinced that if we offer milk to Krishna, even if the cow has gone through a torturous process, then Krishna will accept the milk and he will bless it.
I am saying according to the time-place circumstance. So if let's say, for example, if I have the option of A2 and A1, and then also if I go for A1 option, then definitely, then it is not good. Then obviously, there will be some reaction, probably Krishna will not like that. But in according to the circumstances, as our movement is a preaching movement, if devotees are located in different parts of the world, for the time being, if they are using that milk and offering to Krishna, that's okay. I don't think, there is anything sinful in this, because the preaching will adjust everything. See, that's the reason I tell you, clearly, that if you preach, then, see, everyone is committing some sinful activity. Do you agree? Whether one is not a pure devotee, unless you become a pure devotee, you cannot stop, sinful activities. So now, the sin can be, there are so many sinful activities. If you go through Manu Samhita and other scriptures, you realize that you are committing.
It's not about the fear of incurring a sin. It is about the torture.
You mentioned that point, that we'll be incurring a sin if we participate in this activity.
Incurring sin is the point, 100%. But the point that dominates here is that the cow is being tortured, so that pain, if one is able to relate to that pain, he feels that.
Go
through a certain amount of pain.
Yeah. So okay. Now let me ask you a question. If you are so much concerned about your mother, why don't you go to these dairy industries and purchase all the cows or give them some kind of protection, buy all the cows? Do you have that in your capacity, or to go against the, big companies? And
sometime back, when I read about this, I stopped having milk and I went to Gorakshak Society.
See, that is, boycotting is not a complete solution, as we are discussing, that boycotting is not a solution. We want to stop it completely.
So what is it, Prabhuji, if there is a squirrel who is participating in making the Ram Setu bridge, by putting one grain of sand, even that was appreciated by Lord Rama.
That comparison is not valid. That comparison is not valid here, because the squirrel is putting his 100% effort. And, even though it is not able to move big rocks, but according to the squirrel's capacity, it is like the same big rock that Hanuman also is able to move. But here the question is that are you putting your best efforts? See, boycotting is not a solution. Anyone can do that. The question is that can you rebel against the companies and make them stop slaughtering and torturing the cows? That is the question.
At an individual level, maybe not. At an individual level, I
don't have that capacity. Exactly. So, see, everyone...
My capacity only, I will do not. That is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but that is what I'm trying to convey to you. That, if you want to really stop this thing, you preach. You make devotees. That is the first and foremost thing.
Preaching was obviously there. So, this is part of my preaching only. When I'm talking right now on this platform, I am doing my part of preaching only, and whenever I
I will tell you one thing, Prabhu. See, if you start preaching, you'll understand many things, because when we start preaching and when we tell people about the regulative principles and what things to be avoided, and then suddenly, first of all, we know that people, when we tell them that you should not drink tea and coffee also, so that is also a major consideration for them. Then tomorrow if you tell them that you stop milk also. So, see, for preaching purpose, certain things has to be adjusted. So, you cannot ask them to stop milk.
I'm not asking them to stop milk. I'm asking them to not support that industry which is torturous to the cows.
That is what my question is. Now, because you have got this A2 option now, that's the reason you are sharing these things. But before that, where was the option? So if you are preaching,
when this mankind in general is getting that awareness, So they are rejecting, and the other options are becoming available. There's a market being created for the other option, and therefore that other option is getting into business. So it is all interrelated, na Prabhuji?
See, the idea is you want to reach out to maximum people in the world, right, about this sky protection. So then how will you do that? How will you? Just by, you know, making people aware of things, it is not going to help. It is not going to, like, solve the problem, because you provide information to people, but whether they will accept it or not, that's up to them. But if you make them do it, there is a guarantee that they will stop it. The guarantee that, you know, they will promote.
So that is 100% correct. So
yeah,
we are trying to promote them to become devotees. We even talk to them as the opportunity is available. We tell them about how we should be serving cows, how cow-based economy is the only thing that is actually that can save this mankind from the kind of otherwise where this mankind is heading, this society where it is heading. You know, from that, the only cows can actually save us from that. So this is something that at every available opportunity we talk within our own capacity, in our own senses, we talk about these things. 100% we talk. And we are many times subjected to those ridiculing us. We even go through that. But that doesn't mean we stop talking about it. Whenever the opportunity comes, we don't miss an opportunity to talk about it. So in that, in our own way, in our own limited capacity, that kind of teaching is already happening.
Yeah, so see, that is the reason I'm saying you are talking from a limited perspective. But what I'm saying is, if you really want to bring that change, then there are two things. First of all, you know, preaching is there, definitely. And second thing is that you must have the power to control things and, you know, to stop things. So if you don't have the power, you cannot do much about it. So now, you know, as we were discussing, that even if we consume milk and if certain percentage is going to the dairy industry, okay, that's not a, you know, great percentage. And if you stop that also, it will not affect the dairy industry, because there are majority of the people in the world who are actually not devotees. So they are anyways going to consume it. Right? See, people are now you're talking from the health perspective. Let me tell you very clearly. People know, now we know for sure that non-vegetarian is not at all good for any human being. Right? It has actually a lot of disastrous effect on the body of a human being, you know, because the human body is designed to have plants and, you know, grains and all. But now, having this knowledge and being shared with others, do you think how many have stopped consuming non-vegetarian items? Maximum people in the world who are doing that. So, just by creating that kind of awareness, definitely you are doing something for that. But what is the overall effect of that? So, you see, when you are trying to preach something, you know, the preaching has to have some effect. If you think that the preaching is taking long time with no effect, then it is better to replace that activity with some other activity which will have results.
At least 10 households through my talking have started using A2 milk. So has that not had some effect on grassroots level also?
Yeah, but here, see, again, you are coming to the same thing. What I am saying is, A2 option is available. That's the reason we are asking. If A2 option is not available, then what will you do?
No, so, A2 option is available because now there is a market for it, right?
Because
you know, the market has demand, there is production. Chalu ho
jata. Abhi uske buyers kaun hai? Buyers kaun hai, Prabhu? You know, I think many devotees are the buyers, right?
I'll tell you, Prabhuji, in our Nokhandwala township in Kandivali, it's about 500 liters, let us say, or maybe not 500, maybe 250, 300 liters of A2 milk is going every day, okay? It will say there are only about 10 or maybe 15 families who are devotees who come for our programs. Others don't care to come or contribute for the our events here. So they are not necessarily devotee families, but they are understanding the difference between that A2
and A2. But A2 milk lete hai, non-devotee hai, lekin maas pachi bhi khate hai, to phir to same hi ho jana sab kuch. Kuch farak hai usme. Matlab kya, matlab, does it make any sense? You know, because you are trying to, improve someone's health by supplying A2 milk and showing all the benefits of that. And at the same time, simultaneously are consuming non-vegetarian food. So and then obviously they are not going to be devotees also, you know, because, so see, the devotees are the ones who are going to get the maximum benefit of this, because we are avoiding many things, and at the same time this A2 milk will definitely improve also, you know. So
hopefully if they get gir cow milk, along with that, that sense will also come as a blessing to them, that slowly that change will start happening in their life.
But other way of offer karenge to Prabhu, you know, if they offer it then. If they are consuming cow's milk without offering, to kya hota hai? Abhi sin nahi lagega. Sin to lagega na. Kyunki Krishna to Gita mein bol lete hai, right? So now again, this concept of offering to the Lord also a devotee knows. So it is like, you know, the most important thing is, if we are currently focusing on expanding the devotee, abhi ye concept kyun nikala hai Narayani Mataji ne, kyunki she has created that community, she has created the environment, and probably now there is a time when things can be implemented. But agar ye cheez ko agar 20 saal pehle karne ki koshish karte the, to unko shayad struggle karna padta hota, ya kisi bhi devotee ko. क्योंकि अगर मैन पावर ही नहीं है, अगर वो ही नहीं है, तो फिर हम लोग क्या कर सकते हैं? ज्यादा हमारे लिमिटेड कैपेसिटी में हम लोग वही कर सकते हैं कि भाई फाइनली वी कैन बॉयकॉट इट, बस उसके आगे हम लोग कुछ नहीं कर सकते. सो व्हेन मैन पावर इंक्रीजेस, अभी जैसे यू नो बीजेपी गवर्नमेंट आया तो उन्होंने आर्टिकल 370-35 निकाल दिया, यू नो दे हैव द पावर, बट अभी तक किसने निकाला? नहीं निकाला. सो यू नो इट इज लाइक इफ यू हैव दैट मैन पावर, यू नो, देन डेफिनेटली यू कैन डू इट. So all things will come fall place, you know, when we cultivate devotees, when we make devotees. So this is the most important thing, you know, in today's letter which I have shared in the group, Prabhupada, you know, writes, I don't know if you have read this, but Prabhupada writes that, it's in the Bhagavatam purport. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that every householder, they should actually invite their friends from different you know, from their surrounding areas, and they should have session on the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and they should try to cultivate others, and they should make them devotees. Isme Prabhupada likhte hai ki, especially those householders who are initiated by a sannyasi guru. So it is their responsibility that they should cultivate, you know, people. So please try to understand that this thing is actually very intimately connected to cow protection also at the same time. Right? Because the more you focus on teaching, the more devotees, after some time, you know, at least not in the immediate time being, you know, they will, but after some time, definitely they will promote, and they will not only just promote, but they will get manpower, you know, it will expand, the idea will expand. So, so we have to be concerned about that also, that, you know, what is the preaching that we are supposed to do now? What kind of preaching we are supposed to do? And that teaching will actually automatically make people aware of cow protection. That is the ultimate form of benefit for the cows. Not only they will protect the cows, they will offer everything to the cow. You know, they will offer help, support, donation, you know, whatever possible. So basically, you know, now coming to the preaching thing. So try to now understand one thing, that, you know, those who are experienced in preaching, they must be knowing very thoroughly, that in certain areas of the world, you know, we cannot say certain things immediately, we cannot preach to people also immediately certain things, and we cannot promote certain idea also. Like, you know, for example, in the Western world that Prabhupada went, you know, he used to say that women are less intelligent than the men. Now Prabhupada was boldly speaking like this in the Western country, and he could do that because he is an acharya. But we cannot go and tell in the Western countries that women are less intelligent than the men, or they are more lusty than the men. You know, these ideas are there in the Shastra, but we cannot preach like that. Why? It is simple. If you, first of all, regulative principle is a big thing to give up in the Western country. Even those who temporarily give, again, you know, they get habituated to that. So later, they do not stay as devotees for a long time. So very, very few people, they stay as devotees. And in fact, Prabhupada writes in one letter to one disciple, that these devotees, actually they have taken birth in India in their past life. So now they are just continuing their Krishna consciousness. So we can actually understand that those devotees who are being born as a foreign devotee and continuing Krishna consciousness, being steady in Krishna consciousness, probably their connection is to the to India in the previous life. That's the reason probably they are able to maintain. But otherwise, it is very difficult. If the attraction is tremendous, we can easily get attracted to the material world in outside world. And in spite of these attractions, after considering all the attractions, now if you again try to give them more rules and regulations, then it becomes very difficult. See, one of the senior devotees in Radha Gopinath Temple. So during his time, this was 1984 to 1989, in between that time. So he went to Maharaj and he told him Maharaj, there are too many rules and regulations in ISKCON. I cannot follow them. Too many, apart from the regulatory principles, there are too many other rules also. Like, for example, one should not consume chocolate, one should not have onion, garlic and all these, so many other things are there. So he was obviously, agitated that I cannot follow, I don't have that kind of capacity. And Maharaj told him, don't worry, just follow the four regulatory principles very strictly and you will be okay. So, we have to do that. We cannot just keep stressing on these things again and again. Okay, so for preaching purpose, certain things can be adjusted according to the circumstance. Okay, and so I don't think there is anything wrong in that. Now, probably if you take this idea to Kamalachan Prabhu, about preaching in the Western country, I don't know how much he will be in favor of that, because, see, there are devotees, like he's generally from a, South India family, and they are like very, they follow traditions and all that. So, but there are devotees, if you ask them about this, you'll get multiple answers to this thing. It's not that everyone will say that, we should boycott it immediately. No. Outside India, there are unfavorable circumstances. Definitely, it's quite okay, we continue that. So, it also depends on the health of the devotee. If the doctor is recommending the devotee to have milk, even if they do not have the option of A2 milk, then they can continue A1 milk also. Provided they are offering to Krishna, obviously. So, we have discussed about this, earlier also. Like one Mataji had asked question about whether we can put onion and garlic on the hair, or we can consume it for health purpose. And I think, everyone understood, that onion garlic can be consumed or it can be put on the hair or, anywhere in the body for health purpose. So now, what is onion garlic? So we all agreed, but now what is onion garlic? Onion garlic is actually coming, the source is coming from the cows. It is, Prabhupada says that the onion garlic is same as eating as flesh of the cow. So why did we agree? Why did Prabhupada agree? And obviously we don't talk about other animals because these animals are not dear to Krishna so much compared to the cow. The cow is the mother. Cow has a special position in our Vedic culture. So definitely, and obviously they are devotees, especially.
For onion garlic, you mean we are torturing cows and getting onion garlic? Aisa ho raha hai kya?
You know the source of onion garlic? Do you know the story of that? Do you know the story, the origin of onion garlic?
Not perfectly, Prabhuji.
Okay, I will send that, because just recently when Mataji had posted in our ISKCON, I think you are in ISKCON fan group, no? You can just, I think Madhura Mataji had sent this. So this was known to us long time ago.
Is that a folk tale or it's from the scripture?
No. Prabhupada says very seriously. It is not, he's not making up. So there is a particular pastime, of the particular Leela, how onion and garlic were the origin, how it came. And it came from the flesh of the ankle and the hoof of the cow. So that story is there, you can just go to the, you know, like, just check for Madhura Mataji's message. You'll see that. Or I will follow in the group.
Okay, okay. I will be sure.
Yeah, so I believe, so Prabhupada did not quote the Shastra for that, but I believe that, you know, when he is quoting the story, probably there is some reference for that. So he says that onion garlic, actually they are non-different from the flesh of the cow. So now onion garlic is, you know, we don't, you know, consider like that. But actually, if you see, it is like that. So Prabhupada also said that, you know, if you sleep more than 8 hours or 9 hours, then it is more sinful than having illicit sex.
Sorry, what? If you sleep for 8 hours, food or dog?
If you oversleep, no, like generally Prabhupada recommended 6 hours of sleep, and then he also said that devotees, depending on their body and health, they can, like, it, you know, obviously it is flexible. It is not like restricted to 6 hours, but like, you know, at least 7 hours, max to max 8 hours probably in a day. But if devotees are oversleeping, then Prabhupada said that is worse than even illicit sex. Why? Why? See, why it is worse than illicit sex? What is the logic in this?
No idea, Babuji.
Well, you know, what happens, you know, when we oversleep, deep sleep, you know, when we are in deep sleep, when we oversleep, what happens?
What, we dream or something like that?
Huh?
We end up dreaming?
Yeah, I mean, we can dream also, and we can have dreamless sound sleep also. Both things are possible. Okay.
Okay.
So when we are dreaming, the subtle body is active, and we have, when we don't dream, the subtle body is also inactive. Okay, that means that we are too much absorbed in illusion. So, see, what is illicit sex? Illicit sex is basically identifying yourself as a male body or a female body, right? That's the reason, you know, you get attraction and then you do the activity. But now when you are, so sleep is actually considered a mode of ignorance, as we know, like if you oversleep. And that's the reason Krishna says that everything should be in balance. Should not sleep less, should not sleep more also. One should be like a yogi. So if you oversleep, then the mode of ignorance become dominant in a person. Because the person is trying to escape from the reality. You know, he is completely illusioned because he has no sense of his responsibility, the time of sleep. You know, he's like avoiding. So obviously the sleep is meant for our health. So beyond that, if we sleep more, so just like, you know, Prabhupada said that if you want to get married, you should have children. I mean, the purpose of, you know, having like sex is to have children. If you don't, if you cannot get children, don't have sex. So that's it, like that, right? The purpose of sex is to have children. Otherwise, you just tolerate it. So that's it, like that. So similarly, in the same lines, you know, he also said like that, you know, that sleep is necessary for maintaining the health of a devotee, but one should not oversleep. Otherwise, one goes in the mode of ignorance completely. Now, actually, illicit sex activity is a passionate activity. So it is more in the mode of passion, but sleep is in the mode of ignorance. See, that is the reason in the Bhagavad Gita also, when we were going through the modes of material nature chapter, the characteristic symptoms of mode of ignorance is a person sleeps more. He is very lazy, right? So all these symptoms were there. So these are the characteristics of mode of ignorance, more dominant. Okay, you know, I will forward that article, you know, onion garlic. And even, you know, the Manu Samhita also, if you read about eating onion garlic, I think I had read this long time back, and I think Manu Samhita also said the same thing, that onion and garlic is having similar cow flesh. I'm not 100% sure, I have to like refer to it again, But so something in similar lines, that it is as good as having the flesh of an animal. That was, I think, it was mentioned in Manusmriti also. See, so whatever Prabhupada says, you know, it is always there in the Shastra. So there is no doubt about it. Okay. So, anyways, but see, here we have discussed these points. It's a, you know, obviously if you feel the conviction that you should boycott milk, that's up to you. But I think devotees shouldn't become overcritical of other devotees or critical about other devotees that why they are not boycotting, they should boycott. They should not think like that. Okay. If your personal conviction is like that, then definitely you can go ahead. Okay. But you should not criticize other devotees, because that is more dangerous than boycotting the milk also. Or you know, incurring that sin, participating in the, you know, so-called like sin, you know, in the cow, this thing. Because offenses are more severe and dangerous than sin. Sin is actually, sin, I mean, you know, for Krishna, sin does not matter so much. For Krishna, only thing matters is offenses to devotees, offenses in general. Okay. So that we should try to avoid. The otherwise, what will happen? You know, we'll keep, we'll you know, get some kind of disrespect feeling for some Vaishnava or some kind of negative feeling for someone. So it is better that we should avoid, try to avoid that as much as possible. Now, see, like, you know, for another topic of controversy in ISKCON is, from where did we come? Where did we fell from? Whether it is, you know, as Prabhupada said, Krishna Loka, or whether we came from Brahman. So now different devotees in ISKCON, they have different opinions about this. Some are in the favor of coming from Krishna, some are in the favor of coming from Brahman. So there are topics like this, you know, where controversies are there, and there is not a perfect solution for it. So we have to just, like, you know, we can just go ahead with our personal conviction, you know, like, and it's okay, you know, but we should not become critical. Yeah, so for me, you know, the conviction that, you know, offering the milk to Krishna, the cow's milk to Krishna, when A2 milk option is not available, or, you know, that you know, the conviction is stronger that, okay, Krishna will purify, you know, the cow will also get benefit through that process, and at the same time, Krishna will also purify that. Because cows are supposed to give milk to Krishna. That is their inherent quality. So, naturally, any cow would want to offer milk to Krishna, for sure. No doubt about it. So whether it is Jersey cow or, you know, New York cow or Bombay cow or whichever cow, but I think each and every cow from every country and every state wants to offer their love to Krishna. So, and we are becoming the agents of that. So I think for me it is quite okay, you know, in certain circumstances.
When you cook for Krishna, you should be very careful not to put too much litchi, not much salt. Very careful.
Yeah, that is because
correct. The taste of already, you are very careful about that. So,
yeah,
definitely the quality of the ingredient also that we will use, we want to use the best, because we are offering to the most important person in the house, because Krishna is a person and he's giving it us in our house. So, when we take up that thought process, then we feel, if it is called as white poison, why will I feed that to Krishna? I would rather go for A2 and feed, because that option is available now. I will not go for the other option in that case. 100% not.
Yeah, so now again you are talking about option available. And we were discussing everything about option not available. Right?
Okay, so you are saying that when the option is not available, then it is fine to offer A1.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, and also, you know, depending on the place where we are at currently, what is the, you know, circumstances. See, like, you know, for example, if you go to a foreign country, leaving your family behind, if you go and work, and so you are like single, completely, like, you know, single-handedly you are there doing everything. So in such circumstances, it's very difficult to survive without milk and fruits and everything, you know, or some other thing, because maybe there is no time to cook also. So, you know, certain situations are like that, and then some devotees are used to having milk, and they cannot live without milk also. Now see, the same milk, see, now we are talking about having milk and A2 milk, and forget about A2 milk. During Chaturmasya, there is 1 month where we should not have milk also. So will you say that, okay, you know, because it is, you know, A2 milk. Exactly. So see, now because Krishna wants that, so do you say that, you know, okay, no, the cows, they want to offer the milk to Krishna. Okay, we can offer to Krishna also, but we are not supposed to consume that milk. Even though milk is very good to our health, but that, you know, 1 month, you know, it is, we have to refrain from that. Now, see, personally,
because for that,
till now,
that milk is harmful to health. That is why we are not having it.
Okay, anyways, see, I don't know whether it is harmful or not, but because it is an invention of the Shastra that we should not have milk during Chaturmas, one of the months, that's the reason we do it. Now, health is a secondary consideration, but this is the reason. Now, personally, see, till now, I have not been able to observe the Chaturmas Vrat since many years. I personally don't observe that, and many devotees don't observe it. Okay, so I am not a very, you know, strict and austere kind of person. So for me, other more, you know, things are more important, other more priorities, you know. So technically speaking, actually Chaturmas, you talk about Chaturmas, you talk about Kartik month. Prabhupada said that every day is Kartik month. Every day is Chaturmas. So Prabhupada also very clearly stated this, that Kartik month is specially meant for non-devotees. Just to give them some kind of special mercy or bonus, you know, because so that they can become devotees. But for the devotees, every day is a Kartik day. Makes sense, obviously. You know, why we have to do something special or extra in Kartik mass? Now, obviously, the devotees will do it, the sadhakas will do it. But for a pure devotee, every day is a Kartik day only. So they will desire that 24 hours they are observed in Krishna consciousness. So sadhakas, you know, because to get the mercy of Radharani, you know, especially once in a year, they are getting the opportunity, they undertook some vows, austerities. So now, yeah, I only observe during Kartik mass, you know, I refrain from urad dal, and so that 1 month completely I do it, but the rest of the 3 months I don't do it.
But Prabhuji, I have read as per Ayurveda, these items which are prohibited are beneficial for health. Matlab, ye nahi khane se health ko fayda hoga.
Kya nahi khane se? Palak, green, I mean green vegetables,
yeah.
And
In the month of Shravan, no palak, then the next month, no dahi.
Yeah, no dahi.
As per Ayurveda,
yeah.
Also, it is prescribed.
But Ayurveda, I mean, I don't know, because when I was in the Bangalore hospital for like almost 1 month, they used to serve me green beans quite regularly. They used to serve me bhindi, you know, and they used to also serve cabbage quite regularly. The only thing they avoided was cauliflower, because cauliflower is like, I think, it creates acidity or something, I don't know. But they asked me to refrain from potatoes, cauliflower, and some other things also. So that doctor was also Ayurvedic doctor. In fact, they don't even observe Ekadashi for your, you know, see, now amongst Ayurveda doctors also, there are the Vaishnavas and then there are the non-Vaishnavas, you know, or Mayavadis. So now you, then whom to follow? So he, you know, he was suggesting us that we should not follow Ekadashi and we should have our regular thing, because that will help in the process. So now what to say about that? So see, health consideration is a different thing, you know, it's a secondary thing. Main thing is, from a sattvic point of view, certain days are meant to be, we have to give up certain things so that as an austerity, because austerity pleases the Lord, that is the main thing. Ekadashi also, we are giving up grains, because that will please the Lord. We are giving something up for the pleasure of the Lord. That is the main purpose. Now, different people, you know, they say that, okay, you know, if you observe Ekadashi Nirjala, then there is a cleansing process and it is also very helpful to the body. But we have never thought like that when we started to do Nirjala and all that. We never thought about the health. We are doing it just because it is pleasing the Lord. It is recommended. Our Acharya says we are doing it. So, and then, you know, Prabhupada also said, you know, very interesting, Prabhupada said that one should unnecessarily not fast also. So, because that will hamper the body. So see, if you observe certain fasting, you know, like for example, if you have your own traditions and customs, and if you are observing fasting till date, even being after a devotee, along with Ekadashi and all that, then actually that fasting is not required. You are not supposed to fast and unnecessarily create disturbance to the body. Prabhupada said, you know, in one letter very clearly, for Krishna's purpose, definitely we do it. But for other purposes, like, you know, for example, people fast on Mondays, Tuesdays for, you know, Lord Shiva, especially in Shravan Mass, and then in Chaturthi time, you know, Ganapati, Ganesh Chaturthi, and then that Nav Durga festival is there, Navratri, that time they will fast. We don't do it because our Acharya did not recommend that. Prabhupada said, if you want to worship Ganesh, then every month you should give me $100,000. Then you are allowed to worship Ganesh. Because the mentality of people was that by worshiping Ganesh, they are asking for material benedictions. But Rupa Goswami writes in Nectar of Devotion that the purpose of worshiping Ganesh is to destroy obstacles in the path of bhakti. So one can, you know, if one has the habit of worshiping Ganesha, one has the attachment towards Ganesha, then they can pray to Ganesh like that. And then we know that, you know, on the head of Ganesha is the lotus feet of Lord Narsingadev. So he is also getting power from Lord Narsingadev. And Prabhupada already has given us Narsingadev worship. So Prabhupada is all-inclusive, whatever he has given. There is no other thing to be, we don't have to create something extra or something artificial. You know, I will tell you one more thing. So there are some devotees who started doing Nirjala Ekadashis or each and every Ekadashi. But later, after some time, they develop serious health problems. So you don't think that devotees will escape from health. The more austerities you do, it will also cause trouble to your body. And just because you are a devotee, does not mean that you can escape from that. The laws of material nature will act in the same way for a devotee and non-devotee. For a devotee, probably some confession will be there and Krishna will personally intervene. He will make arrangements, you know, he is the one who is actually giving us reactions. But, so it is not necessary that we have to think, you know, anything in terms of health or any other secondary things. The first and foremost thing is that we have to follow the Acharya. What the Acharya says, that is the most important thing. If you are doing that, in fact, I will tell you one more thing. Instead of observing any other particular tradition or custom, it is much, much, much more beneficial to observe the appearance and disappearance of our great acharyas. If you don't observe that, and if you are observing something else, in fact, that will, in one sense, it is, you know, it is kind of an apparatus. Because you are thinking that this particular demigod is going to favor you more than the previous acharyas. Those who are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates, you know, so they are extremely powerful personalities. All the demigods are seeking the dust of these personalities, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What to speak of the demigods, even Lord himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna himself, they also seek the dust of their devotees, especially the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very, very empowered and very powerful personalities. So if you observe their appearance and disappearance, it will be much more powerful. So obviously it also establishes faith in the parampara. So you have that faith, you have that you know, you are committed to one particular sampradaya and parampara. You are not running around places. And you are not depending on any other personalities, any other demigods or any other, you know, outside personalities. So this faith is the thing which is going to take us back to God. The faith, you know, that's the reason faith in the Lord and the spiritual master simultaneously will take us back to God. That's the only way. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we can definitely understand the suffering of the cow, you know, when they are tortured. So, definitely we want to stop it. Our goal should be that we want to stop it completely. And then, so if you ask me then how should I stop it? And so the answer is that I want to preach more and more. And what will happen? Definitely it will stop. So, you know, by boycotting, it can be a limited help, but it is not a complete help. But by preaching and making the other devotees, it is a holistic pack. It includes everything. Many things will be given up later on. So, and, you know, the thing that we want to preach is because that is Prabhupada's desire. Please understand this very clearly. It is not my desire or any other devotee's desire. It was Prabhupada's desire, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire, that we preach the, you know, holy name. And that is the reason we are talking about preaching so much. We're talking about cultivating, because we don't have any strength and potency to, you know, make other devotees, and we are just assisting, helping other advanced Vaishnav to you know, reach out to many people throughout the world so that they can all become devotees by the potency of obviously the Acharya. So it is like that. Yeah, okay. So I think quite late now. So are you all there?
Yes,
okay. Okay, what about Nirvita, you're there?
Yeah, I'm there.
So you did not say anything. I think it was only conversation between me and Rajiv all the time.
No, I'd already given whatever my viewpoint was in starting, so I was just like hearing then.
Okay, and now what do you feel about it?
I still feel the same what he told earlier, because it was almost the same what you said.
Yeah, because these things we have heard from other devotees also. So it is like, you know, we are just, I mean, obviously we have our personal convictions also. Every devotee has their personal conviction. At the same time, we also have seen, you know, many, many other devotees in ISKCON, what they are doing and how they are taking these things.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like that. So, I mean, yeah, there is one more thing. Yes, I remember. Now, I will just end it, you know, but I just wanted to bring this point because, you know, just one more controversy about whether people, devotees should go to astrologers or not. That is also one of the controversial subject matter. So different gurus, they have different opinions about this. You know, some will support that, some will not support that. Okay, so this is another example. So like that, you know, there are many examples in our Krishna consciousness movement where the different opinion will keep existing. And so I think it is also, you know, up to the devotee, you know, up to their faith and conviction what they want to do. Now, you know, if they go to astrologer, if they put their faith in the astrologer more than the guru and the principle and the process of Krishna consciousness, then definitely they will be misled. So for them it is best that they should not go to astrologer. And those who are not disturbed by going to astrologer, they have the first priority serving their guru, following the instructions. For them, if they go to astrologer, take some, you know, precautions, you know, and depend on Krishna, then for them it is okay. They can go to astrologers. So again, it's a personal choice. It depends on the faith and the conviction level also. Okay. All right. So let us discontinue, and the next class we'll continue on Monday only. Okay. One more thing. Yeah, one more just last point about the assignment. Please now, you know, till the end of August, please send it. Now those who they will not send, you know, I will not consider their you know, their response in our unanimous you know the offering that we are going to make to Srila Prabhupada. So I will not consider that now, you know, if by the end of August devotees are not making their contribution. Okay. So let's finish this by August, by the end of August, and then September, October, we can start working, you know, we can start editing, putting some input on that, more inputs from different shastras, and then maybe by this year end, you know, we can strive to publish a book. So for that, it's going to be a long process. You know, I have to speak to some senior devotees, find out what is the process of publishing the book, and whether, first of all, whether they are interested to publish this book, you know, if you approach DDT or any other. See, DDT, if we approach, obviously they will have a feedback for us. But if we approach outside private company, then they will definitely publish. They don't have, they just want money. So they will publish it. But for DDT, obviously they will scrutinize. And they will first and foremost thing they will see is whether our contribution is something unique. It should not be repeated. Okay. So as far as I know, our contribution is unique till now, because I have not read anywhere, in any particular, the books that are displayed in the stalls, I have not seen any book which is, you know, covering, backing up the most important conclusions of our parampara by Shastric statements. I have not seen the book like that. So topic-wise, it might be there. You know, certain topics are there, and they are, but to assemble everything at one place, probably till now I have not seen it. So hopefully, at least by the end of this year, no one should come up with that book. Otherwise, they will get the credit. So we should not miss that opportunity. Right? So, all right. So thank you all the devotees for joining. Hare Krishna, Dhanva Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.